It's just like you saying you got your own house, got your own food and clothes, and you sit there and wait for me to come cook your breakfast and dress you every day. You know, that don't make no sense. You sitting up there grown as I am. You the one supposed to take care of you. You the one supposed to drive the car. You the one supposed to pay your bills. Well, bitch, ain't been by to pay my bills. I don't know what I'm going to do. How much sense does that make? You got your money, and I'm supposed to come by and pay your bill. You have your car and your license plate. No, I'm supposed to come by and drive you. And this is what people have been doing with God. God's in control. That's what they say. All this chaos going on, God's in control. Whatever's going to be, going to be. And none of this matched the scripture. None of this matched the instruction God gave us. None of this line up with the teaching that we find in scripture. Why do we practice this? Why do we go along with it? Somewhere we all get fed up and say, enough of this foolishness. I've been dominated and controlled and for long enough. I'm not going to talk like that. I'm not going to live like that. I'm not going to put up with that. Because see, in our society, you know it, I know it. In our society, we so intelligent, you know. We know how to classify ourselves. High class, middle class, low class. Right? And we just flop right in it and accept it. I'm just an old middle class. I'm just an old low class. And then we walk around, talk, live, and act like low class or no class. Hand me down. Can't do no better. Why, anywhere you find evil in it great manifestation, if I could say it like that, an operation maybe a better way, because it does manifest. Anywhere you find evil in great manifestation or operation, you're going to find these things. Violent, poverty, lack, confusion, divorces, killings, cursing, raping, crimes. You're going to find it. Where you find evil, you go to a poverty-stricken country, you find out that country has a high rate of demon manifestation there. Our country, the United States of America, we made some declaration. Are y'all in the house? I want y'all to follow me now. Our forefather made some declaration because they got a hold on the things of God. And they made a declaration. They dedicated themselves in this country to God. Said, this country is a God-fearing nation, right? And we represented that in many ways. We put on our currency, on our coins, in God we trust. I pledge allegiance to the flag. Then they wind up with that saying, in that saying, one nation under God with what? Liberty and justice for how many? For all. And every one of those statements and things that are set up being attacked. They're trying to get God out of the what? Off the currency and the coin. They're trying to get all that off. They're trying to change the First Amendment, you know. They want to insert some thing that, you know, the freedom of speech. They're trying to give everybody else the right to speak, But they don't want the church to have the right to say what we spoke. We're not supposed to say anything about ultimate lifestyles and, you know, that we're picking on. We you know, when we talk about homosexual and lesbian and all that kind of, we're supposed to be quiet. But yet they can get out and demonstrate and say and do and put on any kind of march they want to. Yet we're supposed to be silent. If we do, we're criticizing. We are condemning. We are judgmental. Am I right? What is behind this? Satan trying to take your freedom. He's trying to stop you because you're supposed to be saying what happened, not them. You have their right to say because you're under a command. You're in covenant with a covenant God who knows the truth, who is the truth, who has given you the truth to speak and to operate in this earth. But yet, here's an outlaw trying to quieten you and silence you. So if nothing be said, by the way, let me tell you why we're to dominate and how we're to dominate. Okay? Here's why. Here's how we're to dominate. And this is what most people haven't learned yet. We are to dominate with words. In the beginning, God created what? Come on, let's see. I know you know that verse. At least you know that one. In the beginning, God did what? How did God create the heaven and the earth? It tells us in verse 2, it was void, empty, and all that darkness there. But in verse 3, God said, then God said, let us make man like us. What man need to be doing? God, man need to say, I am in charge. I'm a ruler. I'm righteous. I am the Redeemer of the Lord. I am in charge. I'm blessed going out, blessed coming in. What I put my hands to do, prosper. I'm strong. I'm healthy. I live long. God is my Father. I am in, and I'm His Son, or we're His children. Huh? Come on, Bridget. And we need to release the word diseases and disasters and all the, and poverty and all this stuff that coming from this other world, you have no place in me. You don't come to my house. But yet, let me get back to this. Yet, when we say and speak truth, y'all in the house?
Yeah,
it's okay. When we speak truth, to teach the principle, if this book is not right, if this is not the truth, I'm just going to throw it away and quit. But I'm like John Wesley. I'm fully persuaded. I've seen it bears too much witness in my spirit and come to pass what I say. So it's too late. And yet, if I'm my heart is taken captive by these scriptures. I'm taken captive by these scriptures. And when I speak them, when I act on them, they work for me. Hallelujah. So the proof is in the pudding.
All right. Yeah.
Come on. Hello, somebody. So if this is true, then why is this world is trying to get away from biblical principle and teaching and instruction? In our society now, they want you to just freeload, swing free, what they call it. You don't buy no license, you don't take no blood test, you just jump in the bed. If you turn out to be a dud, I run over here and get another. No commitment. children being caught up in the midst of it. No instruction for them. No shelter for them. No father for them. And they grow up and become serial killers, and they get the blame. But the old joker that jumped in the bed with no commitment, they're the blame. But some justice is gonna come one day. You better hear me.
Yes.